It's nighttime in the old clock shop, and the old grandfather clock is striking 12. It's midnight when sometimes clocks come to life. Let's listen. Maybe they will tonight. 12 o'clock, and the old grandfather clock is awakening.
Hey, come on. Wake up, you sleepyheads. Time's a-wasting. We've got to get on with orchestra practice. Are you tuned up, banjo clock? How about you, Swiss clock?
Tee-ho-de-lay.
A cuckoo clock. A ship's clock. French clock. How about the rest of you fellers? All right. Here we go. A one, a two, a three, a four. Again, spoiling everything.
Yeah, it's that tickety tock, the alarm clock that can't tell time.
Always ringing when he shouldn't.
Never ringing when he should.
Look at him. He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
And his face is always dirty.
Gosh, fellas, I didn't mean to spoil the concert. I can't control myself. I never know when I'm gonna wing.
Whatever happened to you, tickety-tock?
Well, a little boy once took me apart with his screwdriver, and after he took my back off, he twisted my main swing loose, and then he loosened my watchet, he upset my balance wheel, and then he spilled my insides all over the floor. Put me back together again, but I just don't work right anymore.
Poor tickety-tock. Every day, other clocks left the shop to go into homes that needed them. But Tickety felt that no one would ever want him. But one day, someone did want him. At least a farmer who bought him wanted an alarm clock. And since Tickety was the only alarm clock in the shop, the farmer bought him. Oh, boy, Tickety Tock was just about the happiest little clock in the whole wide world. He had a home at last. But that night, as the farmer wound him up and set his alarm for 5 o'clock, Tickety Tock suddenly realized that he had a job to do, and he began to worry. Tickety knew that he was supposed to ring at 5 o'clock. But he didn't know how he was going to do it. The farmer turned off the light, and Tickety Tock was left alone with his problem.
Oh, gosh. There must be some way to tell when it's 5 o'clock. I'm a clock. I should be able to tell time. Well, I think I know what I could do. I'll count the ticks. Let's see now. When the farmer turned off the light, my hands were at 8 o'clock. Now, how many ticks are there between 8 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning? Let me see. There's 60 minutes to an hour. At 60 times 60 is, 3,600 ticks to an hour. And 9 hours from 8 to 5 o'clock, that'll be 6 times 8 is 48. Move the 7 over where the 0 was and multiply the 0 by 8 times 3. And put the 0 over where the 7 was, and that comes to 32,400 ticks. Gee, that's a lot of ticks. I better get started. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes, little tickety-tock was doing a wonderful job of counting his ticks and keeping his hands in the right place. Why, he only had 22,000 ticks to go when suddenly, in the middle of the night, it happened. He felt one of his uncontrollable rings coming on.
Oh, my. I don't want a wing now. It'll spoil everything. Oh, I gotta hold it back. Oh, I can't hold back. Here I go.
Hey, what's going on here? It's only 2 o'clock. Why, that's no good alarm clock. Spoiling my rest. I'll fix it.
And fix it he did. He threw poor Tickety-Tock right through the window. The farmer turned off the light and went back to bed, and little Tickety-Tock was out there in the dark, all alone, lying on the damp, wet grass. If we could look closely enough, we would see 2 little tears of 3-in-1 oil trickling down his sad little face. But wait, what's that? That red glow over there in the barn. Little Tickety-Tock saw it and knew what it was. A fire starting in the farmer's barn. Why, that's where the farmer keeps all his horses, his cows, and his hay. And it's starting to burn. Tickety-Tock got all excited.
Oh, gosh. If there was only something I could do to save the farmer's barn. What can I do? What can I do? There must be something. Ooh, my alarm. If I can only make it wing now. I've just got to make it wing. I've got to... Oh, I must wing. I must wing. Oh, thank goodness I feel a wing coming on. I'm going to... And here I go.
And when Tickety-Tock heard that, he rang louder than ever. Oh, good for little Tickety-Tock. He got the farmer up in time to save the barn, and the horses, and the cows, and the hay. And the little alarm clock was a really, truly hero to the grateful farmer.
Yes, sir. Woke me up in time to put out the fire in the barn. Can you imagine that? That diddle clock saving my barn.
And to show his appreciation, the farmer had Tickety-Tock's works all repaired at the clock repair shop. And now Tickety-Tock wakes the farmer up every morning right on time. Because Tickety-Tock knows how to tell time now. He counts his ticks. Oh, yes, that's the way clocks tell time. If you listen very carefully, you can hear your clock counting his ticks.
Five,
just
six,
like Tickety-Tock.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.